course, long time campaigned abortion. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in, William Binchy. I suppose it would be helpful, wouldn't it, if the AG's advice was published and we could know then whether it was simply in relation to the Daly Bill or indeed to any legislation regarding this area.
Well, of course, it would be helpful. Always knowledge is better than ignorance, and I agree with you there. But the issue here, I have to disagree fundamentally with Ivana, I have to say, because the Constitution at the moment protects every human being's life against being terminated intentionally. That's what it's about. A child that's born, an old person with Alzheimer's, a person with a serious disability, an unborn child, they have the guarantee from the Constitution that there will not be an intentional termination of their life. That's what we're really talking about here. The AG's advice, as reported, and I agree with the interpretation you give in regard to the article in the Business Post, appears to be to exclude the possibility that you could have intentionally terminating the life of an unborn child under the Constitution. We don't have it for born children. We don't have it for unborn children. It's a value question. Do we value disabled children or not? That's essentially the question we're talking about here. It's an important issue.
But aren't we talking about a small number of cases with specific conditions where, quote, there's no realistic prospect for life? You say that too is covered under the article.
Well, the expression that's sometimes used is fetal abnormality or lethal abnormality. Doctors use this expression internationally. Yet the experience internationally shows that conditions which are regularly designated as fetal abnormalities actually do involve situations where a small percentage of children live for a small period of time after birth, and in some very rare cases for a long period of time. We're not talking about a Pollyanna world where everything, you know, may work out well. What we're talking about is a tragic situation where you're dealing with an unborn child whose life prospects are extremely poor and is destined to die at some stage, either before or after birth, maybe days, hours, weeks, or maybe even years after birth. That's what we're dealing with. And how should our society deal with that situation?
And you would say, just to clarify that, you would say that the Constitution as is protects that child. And no legislation could be anything but repugnant
to that.
Exactly.
The Constitution protects every human being from having their life intentionally taken. And Ivana is wrong when she tries to draw some parallel with that most unfortunate case of that lady who was dead, who had a child inside her. In that case, quite clearly, there was no question of intentionally terminating the life of that child. If there had been an actual decision to kill that child rather than let nature take its course, it clearly would have been unconstitutional. So no argument can be based on that analogy. What we're dealing with here is disability. I must tell you that I represented the Irish Human Rights Commission in New York when the UN Disability Convention was being put together. And internationally, there is, as you know, a big cultural debate as to whether children with disability have got human rights, full human rights or not. That's what this debate is about, actually.
Is it really?
I believe so, yes. Because I'll tell you why. Because what is called fetal abnormality, the conditions that are mentioned, for example, trisomy 13, trisomy 18, these are regular conditions that are designated as fetal abnormalities. In fact, what we're talking about are children with poor life prospects, many of whom, significant percentages of whom, live for periods of time, short periods, sometimes long periods.
How short are we talking about?
The statistics are quite interesting. Half of the affected infants survive for 1 week, and up to 20% survive for more than 1 year.
There is the question, and women would ask you this, why put a woman through that if she doesn't want to be put through it, if she knows and if her doctor and other doctors too are giving her the advice that this child will not survive anything more than 3 or 4 days?
That's the doctor's prediction. That's the point I'm making.
Well, if you get three, let's suppose whatever way you could you construct this, these safeguards, but let's suppose you have 2 or 3 or even 7 medical experts. But if they all agree, if they concur on that point, that the child will live for maybe 2 days or a week at most, why put the mother through
that? We'll talk about the doctor's predictions in a moment, perhaps, but let's just think of the tragic case that you're mentioning there. It is an absolute tragedy that the child, which a mother is carrying, is going to die. It's an absolute tragedy when a child is born that either knowing that situation before the birth or discovering it on the birth, that child has got a very short life prospect. But we don't terminate the lives of human beings. However tragic the situation is, we support the parents in that situation. And what the government should be doing and what the Health Committee should be looking into is perinatal hospice care. We have it in a limited and somewhat understated way in Irish hospitals, in a patchy sort of way. This is where support for the parents should go. loving care for people with a tragedy, rather than standing back and putting through a law which would unfortunately compound the tragedy in many cases.
Well, other people would see it as a far more humane approach if you allowed the mother not to continue the pregnancy to its conclusion.
Well, those who have had the children and who have had the experience, maybe a matter of minutes, maybe a matter of hours, of bonding with their child, do say, and say fairly consistently, that that experience has been therapeutic and supportive.
But and other mothers would say it was the most awful experience. And
I regret.
Well, Ivana Batrick said that she spoke to people who would say exactly this is what she told us, that she has spoken to mothers who were forced to go through it and said this was a most appalling experience.
Well, I think listen to Ivana again, but I think I may be wrong about that what Ivana was talking about were people who went to England to have an abortion. I think that's the appalling character that she was referring to. I do not believe she was referring to people who actually
isn't that what would happen, that if you lay down the law in these absolute terms, that's exactly what will happen, is that women will be forced to go to England to do that?
Well, I mean, this is the international reality that people find themselves in. That's the international reality. What the proposal which Ivana is putting forward is that we should introduce into our law, and she argues that it is at present constitutional, though the Attorney General has emphatically said that it is not, to introduce a law which would permit the intentional taking of the life of an unborn child. It's a tragedy already, but our law should not, unfortunately, I think it has to be said, our law should not add a tragedy upon a tragedy.
William Binchy, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.